You're tuned to Progzilla Radio.
Hi, TV's Roger Marsh here. Welcome to this special podcast in which I chat with Tally Rose Eigland from the band Tiger, spelt T-E-I-G-E-R. But first, and as a musical introduction, here are the opening tracks, The Crawl and Sahara, from Tiger's eponymous debut album, which was released in September 2023.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Today we've got Tally from Tiger with us. We're going to have a conversation about future plans and all kinds of stuff. But first, because a lot of people might not know who you are, Tally, just say hi and a little bit about yourself.
Hi, so I am Tally from the band Tiger. We're a sort of recent prog, pop, rock trio based in London, and we've just put out our first album. And the last single from our first album, which is called Splinter.
It's just out now, isn't it?
It's out now. The video just came out a matter of days ago.
Exactly. I have a question. I was looking at a bit of research on you, and you were described as quiet metal and bright acoustics. Would you say that is a good description?
I think we probably came up with that description ourselves at some point. So,
oh, well, there you go. One likes to think it's accurate then.
It should be fairly accurate. We're really tough to describe. It's kind of an obstacle that we keep encountering because we sit across so many genres and we seem to have landed kind of in prog, which is great. But there's influences from all sorts of different bands and genres. So it has kind of an acoustic element because the guitar is a weird 80s electric acoustic. So it's not a fully electric sound, but we kind of, there's a lot of metal influence. So yeah, I'd say that's pretty spot on.
that's very cool. I mean, as you may or may not know, I'm not a fan of genres anyway.
No.
I like the fact that music I like, music I don't like. The Church of Prog is a very wide thing, so everything is in there, isn't it?
That's what we love about it, yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of bands were your influences then? Anybody in particular or just a lot of them?
I think a lot of it is quite subconscious because you sort of consume tons and tons of music, and my home genre is metal, quite prog metal, quite technical metal, but I don't play that sort of stuff. I just never put in the time to learn the guitar that well. So it's kind of, the influences are from heavier genres, but then I listen to all sorts, like quite a lot of jazz, electronic, some kind of piano singer songwriter sort of stuff, and it all just kind of merged into this first album.
That's cool. I mean, talking about the first album, where do you get the ideas from? Do you start off with a lyric or something happening or a guitar bit? Or
I find it has to come from the lyrics. We've made the mistake. It's a learning process, but because this is my first venture into music, I didn't have kind of a previous band or. So it's all been kind of a rapid learning curve. But because we have no shortage of ideas in this band, so we come up with a lot of riffs and sort of jams, and then I find I can't write the lyrics to it. So I've realised the lyrics have to come first.
That's
otherwise
interesting.
A disaster, a train wreck, which has happened before. But it's true what they say about the first album. You kind of accumulate ideas over time, and then you're suddenly faced with a second album where you've got to actually do things faster. And but the first album does have kind of a running theme, and it's not just random songs thrown together, but it was an accumulation of ideas over time.
I mean, we've spoken about the fact the second album, you want to really make it a really good one and take your time over it. So it's not a case of like the old days, people just said stick a second album out and it's all things that got left off the first one. This one's a completely from scratch, isn't it?
It's a totally new, yeah. I mean, there were a couple of ideas that were sort of not so much left over. We kind of realised they didn't fit the first album. The second album's definitely got a different colour to it. But it's more of a concept album. So it's been more of a puzzle to fit together, sort of almost working backwards, whereas the first one, we had the songs and then sort of ordered them and kind of had a theme going, whereas this one, the theme, the ordering, the song titles were all already done, and it was a case of kind of filling it in, which was a lot harder, it turns out.
So what can we expect from the new one then?
It's a lot proggier. It's funny, I never thought the first album would be described as prog, but we absolutely embrace it. But the second album is definitely proggier. It's a little bit heavier. It's a bit darker. And we're really excited because it's very coherent, we think. The tracks are a lot longer. There's a lot more room for instrumental, so it can breathe. Because the first album was still kind of written me on a guitar, sort of on my own, but then increasingly with the guys, whereas the second album's a lot more collaborative, which means there's space for full instrumental sections and...
Strange time signatures?
We do have some strange time signatures. The first song in particular is all the time signatures.
Excellent. I think we can call you Prog now officially.
Yeah, thank you.
So have you enjoyed it more doing like more collaborative than three people going at it at the same time rather than it all on your shoulders kind of thing?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's not that they wouldn't have done more. They have no shortage of ideas. It's more that I couldn't. They are by far the better musicians in the band. So it kind of had to be me coming up with the skeletons of the songs and them adding to it rather than the other way around, just because I wouldn't have had the skill set to kind of jam to what they write. But now with time and we're all really comfortable with each other, yeah. And it's sort of got a lot more. It's still, I come up with a skeleton normally, the lyrics and a general idea, and then the bass player and I sit down, Phil, in someone's kitchen usually, and kind of flesh it out, and then we bring it to the drummer, and that's a process that seems to work all the time so far.
Excellent. It's nice to have a plan.
Yeah, we've tried to deviate and it hasn't worked, so we're kind of just going to stick with it.
Thank you.
That was the track Vendetta, again from Tiger's debut album. Tiger are Tally Rose Egeland on guitars and vocals, Philip Eldridge Smith on bass, and John Steele on drums and percussion. Back to the conversation. I asked Tally about forthcoming live dates, and then about the band having a track selected by Prog Magazine as one of the track of the week for readers to vote on.
The other thing is, when can we see you live?
We are...
When and where?
When and where? I have a list of dates. We got about 12 dates confirmed over the coming months. We're starting in Norwich in, what was it, 2-3 weeks' time, end of March. And we're doing a sort of mini UK tour. The London date is April 10th at the Hope and Anchor, which we're really
I have that in my diary.
Fantastic. Should be a good night. Day after your birthday.
Of course. Well remembered. So where can people find the dates? On your website, on Facebook? And
they're plastered, I'm sure, all over social media.
Excellent.
We put out a poster with all the info and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Because I know this is like a general interview, but it's always handy to get the advertising in as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, comes to the shows.
Yeah. And apparently there's a relatively new video out as well, isn't there?
There is a new video. It's for Splinter, which was kind of, you're not supposed to have favourites, but I think Splinter was always kind of a favourite on the album. It does have time signatures in it, more than one.
Excellent.
And quite a long, half of the song is instrumental as well, which I always really enjoy. It's nice to step back from the singing and just play a bit. And
even though the singing is very good, of course.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's nice sometimes to just get to play and sort of not have to concentrate on so many things at once and just actually listen to what's going on. It's a nice feeling.
Excellent. And I hear there's some good news on the Prog Magazine front, isn't there?
So all being well, we will be track of the week on Prog, which is exciting.
For the people, for the two listeners, can you tell them what the track is though?
Which it's one going come to for? Be Splinter. There you go. Again. Yeah,
that's good planning because it links up with the video.
Exactly, it's like someone thought about it.
I know, it's marvellous.
Yeah.
That was Splinter, which, spoiler alert, did win the Prog Magazine Track of the Week poll soon after we had conducted this interview, and deservedly so. I then asked Tally what her ambitions were for the future.
So what would you say your short-term and long-term ambitions are with the band?
Short-term, we got to get the second album up and running. We've just finished, we rounded it off literally yesterday, and we're going to record the demos. We're going back to Foyle in Wales, which is great. It's really nice place, and you've got no signal, you're completely cut off from the world. It's amazing.
Brilliant.
Early May, so we're moving on that, and then finding the right producer, getting it recorded, getting it out into the world. And long term, well, same as any band, I suppose, just keep going.
World domination.
Absolutely, yeah. I think success in music now is just being able to keep doing what you love.
Exactly. I've got a nice hard question for you now. Which do you prefer, recording, playing live?
You know, I'm going to go with recording. I love the studio. It's one of those, I never particularly wanted to be on stage. I prefer sort of the creation, the recording process. But when you play a show and you have those sort of magical moments where everything comes together, and you're really sort of feeling the vibe in the room, and you can hear yourself properly, and it is magical. So it's tricky. My answer might change.
Yeah, because I mean, in a live thing, you get the instant gratification from people there loving what you do and feeling that as well, though, don't you? That's got to help a little bit.
Yeah, and when you kind of, we're sort of finding our audience, I think, and we're realizing that we do fit best on the proggier lineup. So we've had some really magical moments, but there's something about the studio, hearing it. I mean, the first album was a very insular process. It was almost, it almost felt weird to put it out into the world because it was such a, my phone's going, decline. sorry, I'm tethered to the phone for the internet. It was so insular. It was almost like putting it out felt kind of strangely wrong. So it was very much about the creation, but yeah, I mean, there's nothing beats a good live moment when the stars align.
No, we're looking forward to April the 10th and any others we can manage to fit in as well, providing British Rail plays bear with us and we can get there,
as they often do not.
Yes, exactly. not fair.
No, it's really not.
So how does the rest of your life fit in with what you're doing then? I'll leave that open so you can answer it as you like.
That's increasingly becoming the way it's going. At first, Tiger was fitting in with the rest, and now it's sort of the rest fitting in with Tiger. I'm very lucky. My job quite often revolves around music. So I'm a photographer the rest of the time, but I am lucky enough to be at shows and shooting shows and working with bands quite often. So there's a little bit of crossover, which is nice. But it is kind of strange when you've been around it for so long to suddenly, you know, I've been shooting bands for years and years and years, so actually being on the other side of it is quite an interesting experience. You learn a lot.
So whose poses have you nicked from stage then?
We do not pose. Actually, our bass player maybe poses a little bit.
Okay.
But we're not. No, we don't really believe in kind of theatricality, and I think for all of us, it's kind of about the, nothing against the poses. Obviously, they make for great photos.
Of course. But you'd be out of a job without them.
Exactly. Yeah, it'd be a big problem. but it is kind of about the delivery of the songs rather than, to be honest, I've got too much to do to start posing. Yeah. Worry about too many other things.
Well, strangely enough, my producer accused me of posing on stage, but I denied it all.
Is there any evidence?
Sadly, Mike says yes. He has photos.
But yeah, I can see a thumbs up.
You can Photoshop things now, can't you? So I'm still not, you know.
You can be Photoshopped into any pose.
Exactly. He's shaking his head at me now.
Just off camera.
I know. So is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
That's a good question. I feel like we've covered the majority of it.
Yeah. So I don't want to sort of leave it with you with something going, oh, I wish I'd said that.
Oh, well, I'll think about that in 10 minutes' time when we've just stopped recording.
Excellent.
That's how it goes.
They're always the best bits, aren't they?
Yep. We'll have to do it all over again.
Oh. It would be my pleasure to do it any time, to be honest. I've had a good time. I hope you have as well.
I appreciate you doing this. It's very kind of you.
No, it's no problem at all. So all we need from you at some point is, you know, more albums and more videos, and keep them coming and we'll keep doing them for you.
We're on it.
Cool. So I'll say goodbye officially then. Goodbye officially.
Goodbye officially. This is your chemistry.
Do dying wish a slow one. Is there respite now at least? Words too frail for a while now. I told Jesus not to breathe.
There you heard The Law of Diminishing Returns and then the closing track, The Thinnest Wall, from Tiger's eponymous debut album, which you won't be surprised you can buy on Bandcamp. And please remember that the band is spelt T-E-I-G-E-R, and do check out their website at www.tiger.land, where you can find out more and see their upcoming live dates. My sincere thanks to Tally for taking the time from her hectic schedule to chat with me, and I hope you will like what you heard. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Cheerio.
Playing the music you love. This is Progzilla.